The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
It is the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live, and I thank you for joining me this afternoon. I think I have a story that's good news. I think, because it's preliminary. I'll tell you what I mean here in just a moment. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Quick program note. I have the privilege of preaching at Timber Hill Baptist Church down in Hamilton this coming Sunday morning in both of their Sunday morning services. I know that we have listeners in the Hamilton, Cincinnati area, and if you live down there and do not have a good Bible-believing church to attend this Sunday, I hope you'll be there. Timber Hill Baptist, great church in Hamilton. It's been quite some time since we've been there, and I look forward to being there. So that's this coming Sunday morning, Timber Hill Baptist. It is so wonderful to get out again and to be able to preach and to minister. Joy and I had basically almost every weekend booked for all of spring, summer. Our calendar was just jam-packed full until everything was canceled. And I mean everything was canceled. And the two of us just kind of live. Well, not kind of. We do. We live to minister. We want to be gone every weekend ministering somewhere. So anyway, it is wonderful to be back involved. So anyway, and then I want to give you a Transworld Radio update. I mentioned it right at 3:30, and I said I would probably mention it one more time today. If you have not heard the incredibly good news, I came to you on Thursday of last week, laid out the challenge. We needed to raise $7,800 to send 156 radios to Africa. $50 apiece, Transworld Radio radios. You don't need electricity. You don't need batteries. They have a little crank-up generator on the side. You can go anywhere and pick up Transworld Radio broadcasts. It's just an incredible thing. $50 apiece. Well, we have blown past our goal of $7,800, and right now we are at $9,200. And we've been there since Monday. Now, I didn't mention it at all yesterday. I mentioned it maybe once on Monday, and I mentioned it today. So just quickly, and I do mean quickly, I am praying that another $800 will come in. We can reach an even $10,000, which would be 200 radios, which would impact thousands of people in Africa. $800. And I'm asking you to pray about it. Now, many of you have already given. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your generosity. We need just a few more, and we could hit $10,000. Here's the telephone number. Pray about it, please. 888-988-5656, 888-988-5656. One more time, 988-5656, or you can give online at thewordcolumbus.com and just click on the Trans World Radio banner. Just $800 more. Could you take a part of that? Or maybe all of it? 888-988-5656. I have said for many, many years, one of the most destructive false doctrines in the church today is the prosperity gospel word faith heresy. And if you're offended by that, I am so sorry that you're offended. But it's true. It is a very destructive heresy. It has, we were talking about Africa and Trans World Radio. The word faith, prosperity, name it and claim it, gospel, it's called, has decimated much of Africa. I mean, it has just wreaked havoc on the church in Africa because there are so many immature believers that are not grounded in the faith and they're easily led astray, and it's not long before their faith is absolutely destroyed because they are told. Many of them, American evangelists, have gone to some of the poorest places on planet Earth and have preached, if you give the American evangelists a few dollars, God will give you 10 times as much and make you rich. And when it doesn't happen, and it doesn't, their faith is absolutely destroyed. And so through the years, I have lost friends. I have had people extremely angry at me because of my radio program. But I have continued to tell the truth. Well, little by little, some of these word faith teachers are waking up. And it's encouraging. Now, I have no idea what's going on with Benny Hinn right now, but a year or so ago, he repented and said he was going to stop preaching and said he was sorry. I haven't heard anything recently, so I don't know. But a very popular word faith preacher is a guy named Todd White. Todd White. He has been all over the world. He started an organization called Lifestyle Christianity. He is very charismatic in his personality. He's quite a preacher, but preaching a false gospel. Well, get this. He's been reading Spurgeon. Yeah, he's been reading Charles Haddon Spurgeon, the great English preacher of the mid-1800s, and evangelist Ray Comfort. And he says, I was wrong. I was wrong. He says, I'm convicted. I'm quoting. I'm convicted. I'm not perfect, but I'm strongly convicted. I feel like I just met Jesus again. There's just this rekindling thing inside of me. This has been the hardest season of my life. I'm like, Lord, what are you doing? And the Lord said, I'm pruning every branch that you have. I'm like, it's not okay. It hurts. And the Lord said, if you were dead, it wouldn't hurt. Whew, that's good. There are parts of you that need to die, so I'm going to kill them. Todd White went on and said, if people don't know that they're sinners, they won't see their need for a Savior. This is hard for people. This is hard for me because I feel like I haven't preached the whole gospel, and I repent. I repent. You have no idea. I believe that when I preach the blood of people is on my hands. He said that the writings of Charles Spurgeon and evangelist Ray Comfort has been rocking me. He says, when you come into the gospel because you come in for a better life, you've come in for the wrong gospel. When you come to Jesus because he's going to give you this and give you that, you really don't surrender. The Bible says we are dead in our sin. We have to somehow get to people and not just promise them a better flight. And I'm not the only one that's convicted to the core. This isn't legalism. It's the truth. There is a day of wrath coming. It's no joke. We have to know that we've sinned against God. I saw this when I got saved, and for some reason, it's taken me 16 years to explain it, and I feel like I've just seen something completely brand new. What I won't ever do is take the miraculous out of the gospel. It's a miracle that I come to Jesus through all my junk and all my sin. That's a miracle. But the gospel brings conviction. Righteousness is the answer. I want to be convicted of sin, leave my sin, leave that, and enter into being convicted of righteousness. That's the goal of the gospel. He goes on and repudiates the word faith, prosperity gospel, repents, asks for forgiveness, says that he is responsible, and has the blood of people on his hands. Now, this is very preliminary, but I hope and I pray that it's true. This young man has led a whole lot of people astray. Have people gotten saved under his ministry? Certainly. Certainly. If God can use a donkey, he can even use someone who's preaching false gospel, but that does not mean there are not consequences for that false teaching. Little by little, one by one, some of these word faith preachers are beginning to be convicted by God's Spirit and repenting. That's good. That's real good. Pray for this young man, Todd White, that he will continue in the right direction. Pray for him.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
You know, one thing I think about often is the discoveries scientifically that will be made after I'm gone. I am way past the halfway point in my life, and I'm very aware of that. Somewhat in denial, but I'm still aware of it. Hope God gives me many more years, but even if he does, I'm winding down. You know, I'm way past the halfway mark, and I am absolutely fascinated by new scientific discoveries, particularly concerning space. Grew up being a science fiction buff, loved science fiction, particularly junior high, but even into high school. I read every single, and I mean every single science fiction book in our school library and in the public library, every science fiction book I could get my hands on. And I imagined, what if these things come to pass? And guess what? Many of them have. And I love it. Every once in a while, somebody will say, well, you're anti-science because you don't believe in evolution. No. I'm not anti-science at all. I love science. But real science never disagrees with God. It's just the way it is. But anyway, I often wonder what my grandkids will be able to do in space, aeronautics. I often wonder about that. Because the advancements that have occurred in my lifetime, scientifically, it's amazing. I mean, I lived long before cell phones. It was born about the time of the birth of TV. I remember black and white. I remember when color TV came about. I remember when the beepers came about. What an advancement. I remember computers that took up an entire city block And now my cell phone that fits in my pocket has more memory and computing capability than that massive mainframe. So anyway, the reason I'm going through this is a headline I just came across during the break. 2020's final Mars mission poised for blastoff from Florida. Very soon, America's latest mission to Mars will blast off from Florida, and it will be the third this summer. China has already launched a rover. United Arab Emirates has launched an orbiter. And now this American mission will be the third Mars mission to be launched this summer. It'll take 7 months to get there. It will have a nuclear-powered rover, the most advanced rover we've ever sent to Mars, named Perseverance. And here's what is entertaining to me. The main thrust of the mission, find life. Find life. Yep. Once on the surface, this is from the news release. Once on the surface, Perseverance will scrounge for evidence of past microscopic life in an ancient lake bed. This has been the purpose of all of these Mars missions. We got to find proof of life. Now, what are they trying to do? They are, listen to me. And again, I'm not anti-science, and these missions fascinate me. The technology is absolutely unbelievable. But the whole purpose of the mission is to prove we don't need God. If we can just prove that there was ancient microscopic life that evolved, then we can prove we came about without God. And if God didn't create us, then we don't need to obey God. Now, I don't care what else you read or what you hear. That is the whole purpose of these missions. To prove we don't need God. And, what if they find evidence of microscopic ancient life? Would that prove evolution? No. And you know what? You may disagree with me and you may think this is really kooky, but my God does have a sense of humor, and he might just hide some primordial kind of microscopic life just for laughs. I don't know. But it's fascinating. The first thing you see in all of these missions is a search for life to prove evolution. Man is inherently rebellious against God. Don't ever forget that.